This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Secretary of State John Kerry spent his day in Geneva, Switzerland today meeting with his Iranian counterpart and others to talk about Iran's nuclear program. If there is a deal in which Tehran makes the right kinds of concessions, some of the economic sanctions on Iran might be lifted in return. Those are sanctions that go back for decades and have grown more complicated over the years. And so Marketplace's Mark Garrison explains rolling them back is not going to be easy.
To get a sense of just how thorny this all is, imagine you're a tourist in Iran. John Paul Tennant is CEO of travel company GeoX, which sends Americans there.
Tell our clients, just carry cash. In Iran, it's the exception, not the rule, that you'll be able to use any kind of credit card, so people just carry cash.
He's just back from 2 weeks in Iran for purchases too large for cash, say a fine Persian carpet. It's a tortuous journey.
They can accept a credit card, but it gets processed in Dubai. The rug gets shipped from Dubai.
That's just one small example of just how tough sanctions are. And that's just banking, to say nothing of rules about oil trading and frozen assets abroad.
They're just voluminous.
Trade attorney David Levine.
To parse through every particular restriction or prohibition itself is very complicated, and so removing those piece by piece, I think, raises some complexities.
Levine works on these kinds of issues as a partner at McDermott, Will & Emery. Not everything would be hard, though.
It is relatively easy for the United States to unfreeze a negotiated amount of Iranian financial assets that are presently frozen.
Richard Sawoya is director of USA Engage, a business group that generally opposes trade sanctions. Other sanctions will be trickier, especially since they won't be lifted across the board. Hossein Askari is an Iranian-born international business professor at George Washington University.
If you do it partially, I think that's going to be difficult.
Saying Iran can sell all the oil it wants is easy, but that's not likely. More likely are complex rules of how much it can sell and to whom. Askari adds that it's tough to remove sanctions, but tougher to put them back in place. That involves banks, companies, and governments. So negotiators better be sure Iran will hold up its part of the deal. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.